evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland State Election Commissioner T. John Longcomb says elections to municipal and town councils to be conducted in a free and fair manner. Campaigning for Lok Sabha elections in full swing. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for Phase 6 of the Lok Sabha polls. And President Draupadi Murmu to present the Padma Awards in Delhi. Now the news in detail. Nagaland State Election Commissioner T. John Longcomb has informed to conduct elections to the municipal and town councils in the state in a free and fair manner. The Commissioner said that other than what is explicitly laid down in the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023, rules or instructions and directions issued from time to time by the Commission, any violation or deviation is unlawful and is liable to penal action as per relevant provisions of the law. The Commissioner directed the Deputy Commissioners and the Returning Officers to ensure that the conduct of elections to the municipal and town councils in their respective districts operate within the laid down provisions of the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023, the Nagaland Municipal Election Rules 2023, and under relevant guidelines from the Commission. Further, DCs and ROs have been directed to ensure that no extra statutory rules and regulations made by any group, association or municipality wards deprive the rights and eligibility of eligible ward residents to vote. Campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections is in full swing. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on the 13th of this month in 96 seats spread across 10 states and a union territory. As many as 1,717 candidates are in the fray for this phase. In Telangana, electioneering reached its peak in the state with only 3 days remaining for the campaigning before the May 13 polling. Top leaders of all major parties are making a beeline seeking support from the electors for their candidates. BJP's senior leader and union minister Amit Shah took part in campaigning in Pungnir Lok Sabha constituency today in support of party candidate Dr. Bura Narasaya Ghot. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi took part in electioneering in Telangana. PRS chief and former chief minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao held a roadshow at Karimnagar. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the sixth phase of the Lok Sabha polls. A total of 58 parliamentary constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 25th of this month. All 7 seats of Delhi, all 10 seats of Haryana, 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats each of Bihar and West Bengal, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat of Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. The counting of votes for all the phases will take place on the 4th of next month. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtra Paripavan in Delhi. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards in the country, are conferred in 3 categories, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Sri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activity, including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. The awards are announced on the occasion of Republic Day every year. Wokha District Sports Council, led by the District Sports Officer Libemo Jami, distributed sports kits to Springdale School Wokha yesterday. The distribution was part of the ongoing distribution of sports kits to various schools in Wokha, which started from the first week of May. During the program, Jami encouraged the students to take active part in sports. He said that the purpose of the program is to uncover and nurture young talents from the district where potential talent often goes unnoticed. The district sports officer further announced plans for follow-up visits to provide further training and support. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. In Gifre district, hailstorm accompanied by rainfall yesterday caused large-scale destruction of crops, ruining lives of farmers at Singrip village. storm and heavy downpour destroyed multiple chum fields of more than 20 farming families, directly affecting their main livelihood. The District Disaster Management Authority is overseeing the incident and grievances of the affected families. Meanwhile, Singrip Village has demanded compensation from the government, stating that they are also yet to receive compensation from the crop for the crop damaged by heavy rainfall in 2022. In Mon District, violent storm yesterday damaged Shang New Village Government High School building, which was constructed under Rashtriya Madhyamik Shiksha Abhiyan. Shang New Students Union President Napo said that there was no casualty, but the school building was destroyed. The Students Union has asked Mon District Administration to immediately conduct verification of the damages and take action for repairing the school in the greater interest of the students. Nagaland Board of School Education has directed all heads of institutions registered under the board to conduct random frisking of schools regarding electronic cigarettes and similar devices. The Government of India has prohibited electronic cigarettes and similar devices via the prohibition of electronic cigarettes, production, manufacture, import, export, transport, sale, distribution, storage and advertisement Act 2019 in the interest of public health. E-cigarettes is a major threat to health, particularly among young children. In this regard, all registered schools under NBSE are requested to inform and issue necessary instructions to their students to refrain from using such products. Kohima Law College today launched a 7-day-long intensive course as part of the practical papers for final year LLB students. As part of the program, students will be attached to DEF Kohima for 7 days. The program was launched in the presence of teacher in charge, Assistant Professor Kezokoto Savi, Additional Director General of Police, Law and Order, Sandeep Matukar Tamgatke, and Kohima Superintendent of Police, Bharat Lakshman Markat. IGP Damgatke, who also holds a master's degree in law, briefed the students on criminal justice system. Kohima SP Bharat Lakshman gave a briefing on the whole concept of the 7-day course, which was designed for students. Nagaland Directorate of Technical Education has notified that some diploma seats are lying vacant under the state-run polytechnics during the current session 2024-25. Interested candidates have been invited to come to the Directorate of Technical Education Kohima for spot admission on or before 17th May 2024. It also informed that the admission against those limited seats will be done on the basis of first-come, first-serve. The Public and Administration Reforms Department, Nagaland, has invited applications to fill one post of member for the Nagaland Staff Selection Board, NSSB, as per the Nagaland Staff Selection Board regulations. Applicants can submit their online applications to the official email admreformbranch@gmail.com. The detailed terms of employment are available in the NSSB Regulations 2020, which can be accessed on the department's website dpar.nagaland.gov.in. The Indian Council of Medical Research has released upgraded dietary guidelines for Indians to suit modern eating habits for 2024. Framed by researchers from the Hyderabad-based National Institute of Nutrition, NIN, the modern dietary guidelines specifically advise people to be physically active, exercise regularly, restrict intake of salt, minimize high fat, sugar, ultra-processed foods, and take steps to prevent abdominal obesity, overweight, and overall obesity. And now it's when the news, here are the headlines again. Nagaland State Election Commissioner T. John Longoma says elections to municipal and town councils to be conducted in a free and fair manner. Campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections in full swing. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for Phase 6 of the Lok Sabha polls, and President Draupadi Murmu to present the Padma Awards in Delhi. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.